Deputy Minister of Defense Kenneth Ajay says the changing dynamics in armed conflicts require an international approach in peace operations to tackle it. He added that there must be comprehensive and coordinated measures by stakeholders to achieve the desired results. Mr. Ajay said to achieve the results, there must be stabilization operations, humanitarian relief, security sector reforms, and democratic restructuring, among others. The deputy minister said this at the opening of the CSP's operation course of the Ghana Armed Forces Command and Staff College. Here's a report by Antoinette Ba.
The Peace Operations course is part of the curriculum for the senior division training of the Ghana Armed Forces and Staff College. It is to train the officers and their counterparts in other security agencies and affiliated institutions on the planning, preparation and management of peace operations at the operational level. The course is vital because the officers are the ones who man UN operations and installations in the field. The Deputy Minister of Defense, Kenneth Ajay, said the course will not only expose the officers to an advanced and critical understanding of peace operations, but also a platform to better appreciate the nature and evolution of peace operations in contemporary conflict dynamics. He said the course will also expose the officers to the challenges they face and how to tackle them.
The course encompasses a range of critical models and topics that are crucial to the development of students who would in due course find themselves in command, staff and leadership position. Students and indeed all participants are encouraged to gain knowledge in other areas and aspects of peace operations through self-development. Peace operations currently constitutes a major intervention tool for the international community in the management and resolution of conflicts and for the maintenance of peace and security. It is my hope that the objectives of the course will enhance your capacity as senior officers to carry out your various responsibilities in a manner consistent with the rule of law, accountability, and transparency.